This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow is July the 6th, not ordinarily a date that would merit unusual attention. We bring it up, though, because July the 6th this year is the 10th anniversary of a customer service experience gone horribly, horribly wrong, but that eventually turned out all right. Here you go.
My name's Dave Carroll, and I bought a ticket with United Airlines that changed my life. I'm a singer-songwriter from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I had been playing, and I still play, in a band called Sons of Maxwell with my brother Don. We were asked to go play a handful of shows in Nebraska by the University of Nebraska back in 2008. That was actually my first time flying with United Airlines. They didn't give us an option. They took our guitars and put them in the belly of the plane, and that's where they said they had to be. So when we got to Chicago to deplane and catch our connector, a woman behind our bass player, Mike Hiltz, she looked out the window and said, "Oh my God, they're throwing guitars outside." I asked her what she said again, and she said it the same way, and it sounded as bad the second time she said it. I walked in to the airport itself, and at the wicket that every gate has, there was a United employee about to make a phone call. And I interrupted her phone call and said, "Excuse me, our guitars are being thrown outside. Can you help us?" She stopped her phone call long enough to say, "But hon, that's why you signed the waiver." It wasn't until we got to Nebraska and we collected our instruments that I opened up my Taylor guitar that I had scrimped and saved for and found that it was badly damaged. That was the beginning of a really frustrating customer service maze. For 9 months, I tried to get the airline to take some responsibility, calling numbers and talking to people who would put me onto someone else. And in one of my last emails, I had said, "If you give me $1,200 in flight vouchers, I will consider the matter closed," because I found somebody who did a repair on the guitar and he charged me $1,200. I finally heard from a customer service rep by email. She said, "Mr. Carroll, you didn't open a claim within 24 hours, and so we're not responsible for the damage of your guitar." And so I remember getting that email at night, as you can imagine, after 9 months, and having that be the final word that I started typing to her in real time. And I said, "If I were a lawyer, I would sue United Airlines, but I'm not." And I looked to the side and I saw a guitar sitting there beside me. And I said, "I've got other tools at my disposal." I started strumming, and in just a few hours, I wrote a song, and I called it United Breaks Guitars. United, United, you broke my Taylor guitar. I then got some friends together, and we shot a video. United, United, some big help you are. For $150, I brought some sombreros and mustaches and lunch and a little bit of makeup, and we had a great day. With someone else or gone by car, 'cause United breaks guitars. I decided to post the video to this thing called YouTube that I just heard about. So with the click of a mouse at 11:30 p.m. on Monday, July 6, 2009, I did just that. I sent a Facebook message out to my friends and went to bed. When I woke up, it had exploded. 5,000 hits, 25,000 hits by supper time, and after 5 days, it had hit 1 million views. It was going viral at a time when I didn't even know what a viral video was.
Anyone who has ever been ticked off at an airline...
Media from all over the place were calling, looking for interviews, and the first 2 weeks were just crazy off the charts. Interviews from 7 in the morning until about 11 at night, and then I would get a couple hours sleep and do it over again, so it was exhausting and exhilarating all at the same time.
So I guess it's safe to say, thanks to United, your music career has really taken off.
I wrote that song in an afternoon, and without knowing it or what it would mean, it became the number one music video in the world for a month, and it was incredible. United did finally call me. They said, "It's regretful what's happened, and we'd like to offer you $1,200 in flight vouchers and $1,200 in cash." It's been 10 years since United Breaks Guitars was launched, and it changed my life instantly. At the time that it went viral, I was strictly a professional musician, but very shortly after that, I was asked to do my first speaking event. And for the last 10 years, I've been traveling all over the world telling the story, and I've spoken in over 30 countries now. But I don't think it changed just my life. I think it changed everyone's. United Breaks Guitars was an early sign that in this new digital world, every customer can have a voice. even if he or she can't sing.
Dave Carroll there from the band Sons of Maxwell. As of right now, by the way, United Breaks Guitars has been viewed 19,321,571 times.